I love hearing ideas from our community. I love to know what you're working on, what you're thinking about, your various, you know, ideas for a small business or a side hustle. So today's caller, without further ado, has a passion for creative writing. They want to turn this into a side hustle by offering a series of workshops. Now, as a published writer, they've had some experience, but they're also aware that like offering workshops for personal enjoyment is different from freelance work. And that's totally true. You know, like you can have a workshop, a seminar on something that is for a hobby or, you know, even something that you might aspire to make money from at some point, like writing. But it's very different from like doing a workshop in a corporate environment or for some professional skill. So this is an important distinction. And this caller, his name is David. He wants to know if there's a market for his idea and what steps he can take to create a unique offering and target the right audience. That sounds good to me. We're going to dive into his question in just 30 seconds after this quick message from our sponsor.
Hello, my name is David, and I'm calling from Denver. My idea is to offer creative writing workshops. I'd love to hear your thoughts on starting this kind of business, including the best ways to create a unique offering and target the right audience. I'm a published writer, and I know a good bit about the freelance world, but creative writing for personal enjoyment is a bit different, so I'm not sure if people will pay for it or not.
David, great to hear from you. You're definitely not alone in considering the idea of offering creative writing workshops. These do exist, you know, in various forms around the world, and I think there will continue to be interest and demand for it. I think also just, you know, don't worry so much about the professionalization kind of thing. Like, writing for personal enjoyment is a unique and fulfilling experience. So you don't necessarily have to have a, you know, writing workshop for people who want to be professionals. Like, I think it can definitely be a good side hustle for the right person. And it seems like, you know, David has some experience as a published writer and also knowing a bit about freelance. So a couple of tips. I don't know if you even need these tips because I think you're onto the right track, but a couple of tips. Know your niche, Make sure you have a clear understanding of what makes your proposed creative writing workshops unique. Why are they different, you know, from other writing workshops? What makes them appealing to your target audience? Just some kind of clear and concise message, you know, that you can use to promote your workshops. I think that's going to go a long, long way just in terms of standing out. And then, you know, what you're trying to do is build a community. So these kinds of workshops, they can be a great way to build a community of like-minded individuals, you know, bringing people together through a shared interest in writing, whether it's through, you know, social media, other writing groups, even just word of mouth, but ultimately, you know, building them around the idea of your in-person, or I guess it could be virtual workshops. So building a community, but not getting too far away from the, okay, the workshop is the point, right? Not just having a community that exists, you know, as a Facebook group, but something to facilitate, something to support the workshop. You might also want to, this is optional, but you may want to collaborate with other writers, especially when you're getting started, some kind of partnership, some kind of like having guest speakers, co-hosts. So that's, I say it's optional because it could also go the other way and might just be better for you to do it yourself. So I'll leave that one with you to choose. But overall, I think branding and messaging is really important here. I think it's the kind of thing that builds if you do it well and commit to it for, you know, a good amount of time. So David, I'm wishing you well with that. Listeners, I'm wishing you well as well. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. If you've got an idea or something you're working on, I make a new episode of the podcast every single day. It's all completely free, and you can listen wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. That's all for today. My name is Chris Gillibo. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.